Blog Talk Radio.
Presents Shauna's Rockin' It for Jenny. So hello friends again on this beautiful Saturday afternoon. Jenny couldn't make her show today because she's doing something very important, and I thought I'd help her out like she did for me on my vacation. Today I am rocking it for Jenny, girls and boys. We love ya. So come back soon, and I hope she calls in today. I'm not going to do what Jenny does and play all kinds of music today. I'm sticking with classic rock and with Elvis. So take up a comfy chair, grab yourself a nice warm beverage, and let's listen to some good music, folks. We here at the TCB Network know how to TCB. Let's have some fun, shall we? All right, TCB. My first caller is Anne. She's so loyal. She's here. She swam all the way across the ocean just to talk to little old me. Hello, Anne.
Shauna. I like what you said there.
Well, I, you know me, it just comes out. It just comes out. Can't help it. But I'm glad you're here. Anybody else that wants to call in, the guest call-in number is 917-889-7866. I'm here to listen to you all while we listen to some good music, while we do so.
Yes.
So you guys got to vent. You guys got to tell me how cold it is, because, honey, I already know. If you guys are just telling me good information, I don't care either. Give me a call. I'm here to listen while we listen to good music. And Anne, did you enjoy the show last night? I know you did.
Yes.
I just wanted
it was fantastic. Beautiful, Shauna. As usual, you do a fantastic lovely.
Thank you. I got inspired by all the crap my son did yesterday, you know, so it inspired me.
Oh, well, bless his heart.
Oh, it's all right. It's all right. As much as I've been told, this is just the beginning. I got a long road ahead, but it's okay. Mm-hmm. It's okay. I love being a mama. It's the best thing in the world. And I love being at the TCB Network. It's the best place to be. And I definitely, definitely love doing what I do.
You can tell. You can tell, Shauna.
Well, it's my passion, girl. I wouldn't have studied Elvis for 30-something years to not have a passion for it.
Right.
Something I love to do. That's what y'all need to all do. Find something that you love, a knack that you're good at. Stick with it, folks. Stick with it. If it's your passion, don't ever stop. It makes you feel good. Always do what you love. Always. So I've got another caller here, and hello.
Hi.
Hi.
You know, I talked to you last night.
This is Carolyn. I know who you are, honey.
Yes, and you see how I'm talking?
Oh, girl.
I got up sick this morning.
I just got through with it, girl. I know how you feel. Ugh.
This is my second go-around. I got out in the cold air yesterday and went to town to get stuff to go on my little trip. And it was so cold. And it's so cold today, the husband won't work out in the yard.
Whoa.
I guess it's about 40, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
And the wind's blowing. But I just got up in time and seen that you were putting on a show. So I'm going to sit and listen because I can't hardly talk. It hurts.
Oh, honey, don't talk unless you have to. Don't talk unless you have to. You did enough last night. You made me laugh so hard. I got up this morning still giggling. It got me so much, man. It's made me realize something. Folks, if you all are wondering what to get Shauna for Christmas, well, I'm going to tell you. Her story about that big life-size cutout of Elvis inspired me so much. Please, somebody. Somebody who loves me, buy me a big cut out Elvis to put in my office. Oh my good Lord!
You send me where I can send it to, and I will get you one.
Oh my gosh!
Because I have mine set up in the bedroom, so when I wake up, I see him.
Oh yeah, baby, yeah! I would love that. I wish they made those when I was a teenager now. I might have got in trouble with that.
The kids got it at the mall here in Burlington.
Oh, bless them.
It was a music store. And that was years ago, but I know where to go get them. So you send me an address to send it, and I'll send you one.
Oh, Carolyn, honey. Oh, man. That'll be a Christmas to remember. I'll put him right there, right next to the Christmas tree. He can wave to everybody when they come in. Hey, there's my Elvis right there, everybody. Yep. Say hi.
I've enjoyed mine, so I'll get you one.
Well, I'll tell you what, your story really tickled me pink last night. I'll tell you, I just wanted to tell you, you made my night, honey. You made it.
Oh, I'm glad I did.
Yeah, well, I do have some really good songs in the studio today. I decided to mix Elvis in with everything I have because, you know what? We are so obsessed and we love the man so much. I can't get enough of his music, you know? He keeps telling me that I should get tired of it by now. I'm like, heck no. What are you talking about? Who are you talking to here? No. So,
well, I have a list of his songs, even the current ones that come out, like 2014 and so on. And I put my headphones on when I go to bed, and it's what I listen to until I go to sleep.
Oh, wow. Just can't get enough of it either. Can't get enough of it. It was my mother and father's fault. I mean, since I was a newborn, my lullabies was the Moody Blue album played over and over and over again. So I guess I got conditioned that that was the voice that I was going to fall in love with. That's it. So I blamed my parents.
I wasn't allowed to listen to him when I was a kid.
Oh, really? Whoa.
Oh, my daddy was so strict. We didn't even have a radio or a record player or nothing.
Yeah. Well, there was always music playing in my household. That's why I love doing these shows for y'all. There was always music playing in my house. Always.
Yeah.
But when I grew up, you know those big television sets that also had the record player on one side and the liquor cabinet on the other? That's the type of television I had growing up. It was a big party in the living room with that TV record player combo with the liquor cabinet underneath. Now, granted, I never touched the liquor cabinet, folks. I was a good girl. But it was there. And,
I had them when I turned 18. I was already married by then, but I had one of those. It was nonstop playing it unless I was at work.
Yeah. There's even some jobs that I have took throughout my lifetime. I always had headsets on, and I listened to him even while I worked. So I had that chance. But it's a good day, especially a good day for music. So I'm going to play some for you guys, okay? I'm going to start out. Yes.
I'll let you go, and I'm just going to listen today. I just wanted to say hi.
All right. Well, hello, Miss Carolyn. We love you, and we hope you get better soon, sweetheart. God bless you.
If you send me an address, I'll send you one of them cutout things.
Oh, you, girlfriend.
I will.
You're precious. You precious. I'm going to dress them in all kinds of stuff. I'm going to do Where's Waldo with it, but I'm going to do it for Elvis. I'm going to do it every day. Where's Elvis? I'll say, hey, where is he at today?
Oh, they have Amazon.com has a book out that says, Where's Elvis? Find Elvis.
Good. Well, it'll be a fun game to play.
Yeah. And, seriously, I'll send you one of those cutouts.
Well, I appreciate it, honey. I love you, and you have a good day, and you get better, sweetheart, okay?
I got to, because we're going to leave Friday one way or another.
Uh-huh. That second honeymoon got to happen, honey, so you better get on ready.
Yeah. All right. Love you, and
we'll talk to you later. All right. God bless you, honey.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Oh, Ann, I've got a good song for us. Let's play Cindy, Cindy. Oh, yeah.
Wished I was an apple dangling from a tree. Every time you'd pass me by, you'd take a bite of me. Wished I was a bluebird, I'd never fly away. Sit up on your shoulder, baby. Yeah. heart. Need you in the evening when supper time is through. What I'm really trying to say is I can't give up to you. Come on home. I'd harp on just one thing. You should never play my heart the way you pluck a string. If only you would love me sincerely, tell me so. I'd beat the drums about the baby to let the whole world know. Come on home, sing me, sing me. Come on home, sing me, sing me. Come on home, sing me, sing me. Come on home with me. Come on home, sing me, sing me. Come on home.
That was Cindy, Cindy.
Good record.
Guys, it is. If you guys hadn't got up yet and started dancing, I don't know what's wrong with you. I've got more to come. I got more to come. But you guys need to start waking up a little bit because I'm not going to stop till, let's see, we got another hour and 15 minutes to go. So I'm going to rock y'all's world here today. It's Saturday. It's a beautiful day here. It's been raining here all week and cold, but today the sun has shined here in Georgia, and I am happy about that. I'm not freezing my butt off like I've been this last past week. Oh, my gosh. Oh, I got so cold. Oh, and I got so cold before my husband bought us a fleece electric blanket the other day. I got so cold I felt like I was having icicles on hanging out of my nose at night. I swear to you that's what it felt like. I swear. It was cold. I've got another caller here. Hello. Hello? Well, there was another caller, but I guess they can't hear me. I see another caller, but they're not picking up. Okay.
Oh,
it just won't pick up. I know, it's weird. Anyway, let's go into another song here. Okay.
Yes.
This is from another man that was on the Sun Records label. This is from a man that was also in the Million Dollar Quartet. This is a man that I love very much so, only because he's the king of rockabilly, and Elvis done rockabilly, and they had good taste when it came to music. I'm going to play some Carl Perkins for y'all, Boppin' the Blues.
Lovely.
Well, all my friends are boppin' the blues. It must be going round. All my friends are bopping the blues, it must be going round. I love you, baby, but I must be rhythm bound. Well, the doctor told me, Carl, you don't need no pills. Hey, the doctor told me, boy, you don't need no pills. Just a handful of nickels and jukebox will cure your ill. Well, all my friends are bopping the blues, must be going round. All them cats are bopping the blues, must be going round. I love you, baby, I must be rhythm bound. Well, the old cat bug bit me, man, I don't feel no pain. Yeah, that jitterbug caught me, man, I don't feel no pain. I still love you, baby, but I'll never be the same. I said, all my friends are bopping the blues, it must be going round. All my friends are bopping the blues, it must be going round. I love you, baby, but I must be rhythm bound. Get it, cat! Bopping the blues, it must be going round. All them cats is bopping the blues, and it must be going round. I love you, baby, but I must be rhythm bound. Well, Grandpa done got rhythm, and he threw his crutches down. Oh, the old boy done got rhythm and blues, and he threw that crutches down. Grandma, he ain't trifling. Well, the old
boys rhythm bound. Howling cats is rocking the blues, and it must be going round. All my friends are bopping the blues, and it must be going round. I love you, baby, I must be rhythm bound. Bop, cat, bop! Bop, bop, rhythm and blues.
All right, Bopping the Blues, Carl Perkins. Good song. Love it.
Yes. It's amazing.
Now, it does. It does. Now, if you guys want to call in, the number is 917-889-7866. It's not every, well, it's not all the time I accept callers, so y'all might want to take advantage of it today.
Mm-hmm.
I'm here to listen, folks. I'm here to listen. Anyways, let's do something. I'm throwing something out there now. I'm going to play another good band that I love, that my mother loved too. This is Creedence Clearwater Revival doing Midnight Special.
Well, you wake up in the morning, you hear the work bell ring, and I march you to the table. You see the same old thing. Ain't no food upon the table. There's no fork up in the pan. But you better not complain, boy. You get in trouble with the man.
Let the midnight special shine a light on me. Let the midnight special shine a light on me. Let the midnight special shine a light on me. Let the midnight special shine an ever-loving light on me.
Yonder come Miss Rosie, found a world, did you know? By the way she wears the apron and the clothes she wore, umbrella on her shoulder, piece of paper in her hand. She come to see the governor, she wants to free her.
Midnight special, shine it.
Midnight Special. Hope you all are enjoying the music. I picked them awfully fast, but I picked the best ones I could find. Whew, I did a fast job of it. I've got Angel in the studio calling all the way from New York. Hi, Angel, baby. Mwah.
Hey. Hi, girl.
Hey, mamas. What's going on Saturday? I'm good. As you can tell
Nothing.
From last night, I'm still rolling.
You're like a firecracker. You don't stay still.
No, I'm like my kid like that. It's just it runs in our genetics.
Like the Energizer Bunny, right?
Yeah, yeah. I need to have a couple of break, you know, a couple of weeks off every now and then. But once my battery is recharged, I'm ready to go. I'm ready to rock and roll. Yep. So.
Oh.
I'm still having some fun, even if it's in my own head. I'm still having some fun.
Did Ann leave?
No, she's here. She's here. There's a
hello.
When she calls in,
Hiya.
There's normally
Hiya.
when she calls in, it's normally two numbers from her, and it's hard for me to determine which Ann to push. So I have to push all of them. It's weird. out of the country calls from England and Canada and Europe or South Africa or wherever people call me from across the seas, it always gives me two numbers and for one person, so it gets really confusing.
Oh, wow. Not that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It's like, whatever. So I pushed the wrong Anne. So there she is. There you are, Anne.
I'm here.
All right. Now, I do have another song for y'all. Yep.
Lovely.
From Elvis. Oh, let's listen to some more Elvis. This is a good one. This is from his blue, well, this is actually from his Aloha from Hawaii concert, which we all love. So, I decided to pick Big Hunk of Love. Enjoy it.
Just a big, big, big hug of love. We'll do.
Big Hunk of Love. Woo! Man, him on that stage, on that concert, ladies. My Lord.
Imagine him moving.
Imagine. Oh, when I was younger, I could imagine all kinds of things with Elvis when I was young.
You're not the only one.
When I was young and single and learning, yeah. Lots of imagination there, ladies.
You're not the only one.
No, but my biggest dream, my biggest dream when I was young really was to sing with him. I wanted to sing with him so bad. It would have been my greatest wish upon wishes.
Who knows, it might come true.
Yeah, you never know. You never know.
Yeah.
Anything is possible with God.
Anything is possible. That's right.
But seriously, that was my biggest dream besides the hormonal stuff. You know what I'm saying? That was the biggest. I wanted to be right there with E in a jam session and just have fun with it. You know, let it roll. See what happens. You know, I that's all I wanted to do. But, yay, you spend hours upon hours at a time studying his rehearsals and everything he ever recorded. You know, you kind of feel like that. You're like, you just want to be right there with the microphone, too. It's like, go.
That's true. Like you're part of the crew.
Yeah, I'd be like, I'll be your Charlie Hodge. Oh yeah, I'll be your Charlie. I'll be right there. All right. So we're doing some classic rock today, and I figured I'll throw something in there you guys haven't probably heard, or if you heard it, it's been a long time. This is by David Edmunds. And he's singing, I hear you knocking. Come in, E. Oh, come on, baby. Come in. Come in. Yes. Close that door. Hello, Anne. You know what's so funny? Angel had to go. She actually had somebody knocking at her door when this song was playing.
Oh.
How funny is that?
Worked that well.
Oh, well. Coincidence? That's kind of funny.
Wow.
She might be back later. I don't know. She might. Now, I'm going to play another Elvis song because that's what we do around here. There is one of these songs that I love, and I used the remix of it. I used the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra for it, and I also like the original. For today, I'm going to play the mastered version, which is the original that they remastered. Mm. It is a good song. I love the beat. I love the beat. I have to admit. This song is called I've Got a Thing About You, Baby. And boy, do we all.
Lovely. Oh, yes.
I got something to tell you that I think you ought to know. That my eyes are on you, baby, since a long time ago. Now I finally got the nerve and I'm gonna make my move. Now don't you try to turn me off, cause this is gonna be hard to do. I got a thing about you, baby, ain't nothing I can do. I got a thing about you, baby, a thing about loving you. Ain't no two ways about it, baby, your love was meant for me. Knows that I can't do without it, it fits me to a T. Ooh, there's something about you, baby, can't get you off my mind. I know that I can't live without you, I think about you all the time. I got a thing about you, baby, ain't nothing I can do. I got a thing about you, baby, a thing about loving you. Ain't it just like a woman when she knows she's got a man? She'll ring you out and turn you about in the palm of her hand. Then she starts thinking that maybe she'll put you in a bind. She'll give you just a little love and it'll drive you out of your mind. I got a thing about you, baby, ain't nothing I can do. I got a thing about you, baby, a thing about loving you. I got a thing about you, baby, ain't nothing I can do. I got a thing about you, baby, think about loving you.
All right, that was Elvis singing A Thing About You, Baby. I love that song. I can't get enough of that song. I like all the mixes and everything with that song. The beat is good.
Good.
I like it. It's very good. Now, guys, without further ado, I'm going to tell you a little story here, and then I'm going to play another song. I know.
Okay.
I'm going to do it. I'm going to tell another one of my stories. Okay, here we go. Yesterday, I was cleaning house, and I was listening to my, you know, playlist, and my son normally doesn't comment when I do so. He just, you know, zones himself out and plays or watches TV or whatever he does. And one song in particular came up, and he's like, "Mama, mama, 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 what song is that, mama?" I'm like, "It's an old 70s song." He goes, I don't care about the time of the song, mama. What song is that you're playing?" I was like, "Oh, well, it's a band called Canned Heat, and the song is Going to the Country." He goes, "Mama, mama, we live in the country. I like that song. Turn it up." Because my son is hilarious, I'm going to play this song because it makes me smile that he even listens to what mama listens to. So, without further ado, I'm going to play.
Thank you. our baby back and leave it drunk. You know we've got to leave today. Just exactly where we're going, I cannot say, but we might even leave the USA. Cause it's a brand new game, and I want to play.
Hope you guys enjoyed that. That's what my daddy would call hippie music when my mom would play it on the radio. He would. My daddy was a big time Johnny Cash, Elvis, yeah. Carl Perkins, and Marty Robbins type lover. So mm-hmm. he liked the older stuff. My mama liked some of the hippie music, and that's what he would do. He'd be like, "Oh, y'all listening to that hippie music again?"
Oh.
So I just wanted to play it for you because I figured that y'all would get a kick out of it like Wade did. He sure liked that. Mm. I don't know what it was, but he was like, "Mama, I like that song." It's like, okay. Oh, but anyways, let's play another Elvis song here. I've got a remix that I've been waiting to play, and it's the tasteful remix that I actually like, y'all. This is "Got a Lot of Living to Do."
I read comic books and I was the hero of the comic book. I saw movies and I was the hero in the movie. So every dream that I ever dreamed has come true 100 times.
Thank you.
That's rock and roll, I'm telling you. Woo! What an ending. What an
wasn't
ending.
Wasn't it just?
Oh, yeah.
That
yeah,
was
yeah,
brilliant.
Yeah. It's great. It's great.
Mm.
Now, let's play us another song here. I've got, let's see what I want to play here. All right, all right. I've got the Trogs doing Wild Thing. I think I love you. Here you guys go. The lead singer of the Trogs was Ridge Presley, but no relation to Elvis. But it's cool. Mm-hmm. He had the Presley name. Pretty cool.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
Now, let's do something here. I'm going to play something for my friend Lolly. She's going out to lunch with her daughter Ashley because it's her 35th birthday. So tell Ashley, everybody, happy birthday from the TCB Network to your daughter, who's also a wild thing. Woo!
Happy birthday, Ashley.
So I figured I'd sing Ashley a song because Lolly said she'd probably be listening, so here you go.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Ashley, you wild thing girl, you. Happy birthday to you from the TCB Network. Mwah! Happy birthday, girl.
That's lovely, Shauna.
Oh, thank you. Yali would be really happy that her daughter is celebrating with her, and I'm glad that they're going out to eat. So y'all eat something real good for me now. All right. And I'm gonna play Queen right now because I know how much Yali loves Queen. So I'm gonna play Crazy Little Thing Called Love.
Beautiful.
Get in and get on my track. Take a back seat, hitch home. Take a long ride on my motorbike till I'm ready.
Ready, ready.
Raise a little thing all over.
All right, Queen, Freddie Mercury, Crazy Little Thing Called Love. Do y'all know that that song was written supposedly to give to Elvis, but Elvis didn't get to record it because he left the stage. Now,
really?
I know he would have made, yes, really, I know he would have made that a hit. Oh, Freddie Mercury loved Elvis. Loved Elvis. Influenced by Elvis. So,
very good.
Yeah. It would have been a song that I think Elvis would have made a gold record. I really think it would have been a hit for him.
Yeah. Yeah. Would have suited him.
So, it did. It did. So, guys, let's do something else here. I'm going to play another song, and it's a good one because it's an Elvis song, of course. This is Elvis singing T-R-O-U-B-L-E.
From 9 till 1:30. Trying to make a living, watching everybody else having fun. Well, I don't miss much. It ever happens on a dance hall floor. Mercy, look what just walked through that door. Well, hello, T-R-O-U-B-L-E. What in the world you doing, L-O-N-E? Baby, when my mama hit the skids, mama had a time trying to raise nine kids, hoping not to stack with the pussy home light. And then the magic couldn't try to raise me right. Hey, but mama never told me about it, nothing like a wild with you. Say, your mama must have been another something or another two. About a woman, I see a lot of others. Too much something and not enough another. You got it all together like a loving machine. Looking like glory and walking like a dream. Mother Nature sure been good to all you. Well, your mother must have been another good looking mother too. We'll be right back.
Jenny. She's a coming. Shauna rocking it with Jenny. Oh, yeah. Hey, girl.
Hey, you.
Yeah. Hey, you. I hope you're
doing that.
Oh, I know.
Hello,
I know.
Jenny.
I hope you're enjoying what we're doing for you.
Oh, yeah. It's great. I just haven't, without the Wi-Fi, I can't even listen to it without the Wi-Fi here, you know, so that's kind of freaky.
Yeah, but and you can listen to some of it now and miss some of my shenanigans from the beginning.
I can listen to it now, and then when I get to a place where I've got the Wi-Fi again come this next week, then I can listen to the whole thing.
Oh, yeah. She'll be ready. She'll be ready to rock and roll for you guys on the 23rd. It's happening. She'll be ready for you all.
Yes.
Good.
Because I've already got permission from my new boss that I can go into the hotel and use their Wi-Fi anytime I want to. He's pretty excited about the fact that I do this.
Lovely.
So that's really cool.
It's all exciting for you. New job, new thing. You're doing your thing, girl. You're getting, you're making yourself happy. That's what you. That's what everybody needs to do. I'm proud of you.
Yeah. Well, and I finally got over the big quitting fight yesterday. So.
Woo! After 16 years, I wonder how that would have went. Woo! Girl.
Oh, yeah. It was, well, you know, he was just typical boss. He figured he did everything right. He treated me exactly right, and I was doing him wrong. So I kind of explained to him how he hadn't treated me exactly right. So he had that little wrong. So he wasn't real happy with it, but he's okay now. We've already emailed once or twice today, and he's figured out that it evidently wasn't keeping me happy, whatever he was doing, because he wasn't doing what it should have been.
Big
good
boss,
for you,
man.
Jenny.
You ain't keeping me happy. Oh, no. Oh, no. Big boss, man. I say I'm running out the door. Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's really strange to get a boss's reaction when you tell him that you can make minimum wage and take home more money than what he's paying you.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I can imagine. I can imagine, sweetheart.
Yeah.
I'm just glad that you're keeping on, keeping on, and you're getting happy, and you're doing your thing, and that's what's important in life. Do your thing.
Yeah.
Be happy.
And you know, I'm past retirement age, but I'm not going to retire. I'm going to keep on going. So it was time for a change. I don't need to do all that stressful kind of a job over and over and over again anymore. So
yeah, well, I'm happy. I'm happy you're happy. You know, I am.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Because that's what we all need to do in life. Well, you know, we're playing these really good old songs here, and we've been playing a lot of Elvis with the classic rock, but I've got a few more here I'd like to play because I know you guys are going to love these last few songs. I only got 25 minutes left. It goes so fast.
Oh, yeah.
So,
I'm
going to play a band that I started listening to in the early 80s because my older brothers liked them and they were listening to them. So this is one of the songs that I really, really love. This is Oreo Speedwagon doing Heard It From a Friend. So I hope you guys enjoy it.
Oh, yeah.
Heard it from a friend who Heard it from another, you've been messing around. They say you got a boyfriend. You're out late every weekend. They're talking about you and it's bringing you down. But I know the neighborhood. They talk to people when the story is good. And the tales go totter on down the line. I'm telling you, babe, that I don't think it's true, babe. And even if it is, keep sticking mine. You take it on the run, baby. If that's the way you want it, baby, then I don't want you around. I don't believe.
picking up your white lies. You're putting on your bedroom eyes. You say you're coming home, but you won't say when. But I can feel it coming. If you need tonight, keep running. And you need never look back again. You take it on the run, baby. If that's the way you want it, baby. Then I don't want you around. I don't believe it. Not for a minute. You're under the gun, so you take it on the
back then who could really do that harmony stuff, and it was all great when they did that.
I need to listen to what they were like live, and then I can make my, you know what's crazy, like even these days a band will come out and they'll do a video and they'll do other stuff and it sounds really good, but then they go live and it's like, oh gosh, what happened?
You know why, don't you?
No, please tell me. They just do studio magic, okay, and they're really not that great.
Well, honey, you're not so far off. It's because when they're doing a video, they can have exact sound. Mm-hmm. They can balance their sound in the studio when they're recording that song to use on the video. They can have everything balanced. Everything works. They can put extra instruments in it. And all of this, and then they use that recorded song for the video. They're not doing the song live when they're doing the video. But then when they go on stage, they don't have all of that extra studio balance. They don't have the extra instruments. They don't have the extra speakers and things like that to make it sound that way. So it's completely different.
I know. Then I'm just saying, it kind of disappoints sometimes. You're kind of like, you love a band, you go see them, and it's like, oh my gosh, I paid $100 to see this.
Holy heck! What happened to these guys? What happened? Yeah, exactly. And it's been that way for long. It's been that way ever since. If you listen to some of the early stuff when they made the records, and then you listen to a live performance of that song, it will be different. Even back in the '60s, before they had regular video stuff. You know, it's always different. It's always different.
Wow. Well, it's not just Oreo Speedwagon, you know. Like, but the thing that gets me, though, is, like, real entertainers, real talent, like Elvis. He sounded the same in the studio as he did on stage. Yeah. You know? Yeah. I guess I was spoiled listening to Elvis because he never changed, no matter if he was on stage or sitting in a chair in his house doing a home recording. It was the same quality almost, you know? So,
and then that makes a difference because of the quality of the recording equipment that they use. And he made sure that he had the same backup and the same band, the same instruments on stage.
Always going. Yeah.
And that
well,
makes
a
difference.
The best entertainer I could put there, I mean, is him, because I guess I was spoiled watching him and listening to him and compared to the other bands out there that, you know, have to have this extra help. Yeah, so.
He doesn't even need the music, does he, really? It's just when he sings on his own, he sounds awesome, so.
I'm sure he even sounded great in the shower, too.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, now I want to hear that. Now I want to hear that.
Oh, now she wants to hear it. No, that's it's funny.
Some of those shower songs. Yeah, the acoustic.
Soapy soap soap, rub a dub dub. Oh yeah. Oh, anyway, speaking of Elvis, let's do another Elvis song because I'm feeling weird here. We got to play another one. Let's do this one. This is a beautiful song, and I can't get enough of it. This is Elvis singing "The Next Step Is Love."
Oh, yeah.
Yesterday has slipped away, and the sun is welcoming the evening shadows. Perfect day, and the next step is love. The next step is love. We walk barefoot through the misty meadows, laughing at each other in the rain. Made some faces at some people in the park and didn't bother to explain. Fun, fun, look at us run, going nowhere special really fast. But we've yet to taste the icing on the cake that we've been baking with the past. And the next step is love. So what are we waiting for? The next step is love. Girl, it's for sure. Yesterday has slipped away, and the sun is welcoming the evening shadows of a perfect day. And the next step is love. Next step is love. Love will be a place to run to from the world they've willed to you and me. We'll be closer than we've ever been, though looking back it's so hard to believe. Hang it all out, we're bringing on in the best we picked up on the way to now. Changes are coming, but together we can make it through somehow. 'Cause the next step is love. So what are we waiting for? Love, girl, it's for sure. Yesterday has slipped away, the sun is welcoming the evening shadows of a perfect day. And the next step is love. The next step is love.
All right. Good song. Now, that's on the 70s. Now, this is the last box set that I ever purchased of Elvis for myself. I got it in 1997. It's from the 70s Masters box set. Oh, it's got great songs on that box set, guys. Great box set. It's beautiful.
Look out for that.
Yeah, it's even got, there's a book with it, and there's also Elvis stamps that come with it that are album related. Oh, it's great. It's the last thing I bought myself. Yeah, that's the last thing I bought myself in the 90s from EPE, but I had to get it. I was like obsessed. I was like, oh, I got to get that. It cost me over $100. I think it was $120 it cost me back then. I don't know how much it is now. It could be cheaper now. Who knows? Yeah.
Yeah.
I know I saved forever to get that. What, Jenny?
I kind of doubt if it's cheaper, if you can even actually find it somewhere intact now.
I don't know. I think you can still find it because I know Brandon has it, and Brandon is a young pup, so if he has it, then you can still get it somehow. I am really impressed by how much Elvis music Brandon knows. He knows more than me because he kept buying the Elvis re-released songs, and I missed out on a lot of songs since the 90s, but he's bought them all. He knows every one of them, guys. It's crazy.
This
23-year-old knows and heard them all, and I'm like, oh, my gosh. Last night, I felt so lost, y'all. I did not know a few of the songs I was playing last night either. I was like, whoa. Wow. I was impressed. I'm like, he told me, oh, there's going to be songs you've never heard me do. And I was thinking to myself, I've heard it all. Nope, I did not. I was completely surprised. I was completely off. But if you guys hadn't heard the show last night, you guys need to. There were some great, rarely heard songs played last night. Some great versions. Yeah, just amazing. Okay, let me think. What do I have to play for y'all's music entertainment now? All right. I haven't played any Jerry Lee Lewis, so I guess I better do that. I got to. I love Jerry. I like his music style. I don't like him per se as a person, you know, but I do like his music style. So,
Music.
I will play something he did in the late 60s. This is Jerry Lee singing, I Just Dropped In.
I jumped up this morning with the sun down shining in. Found my broken mind in a brown paper bag within. I tripped on a cloud, I fell 8 miles high. I tore my mind on a jagged sky. I just dropped in to see what condition my condition was in. Pushed my soul in a deep dark hole, I followed it in. When I met myself falling out as I was crawling in. Got up so tight I couldn't unwind. Saw so much it broke my mind. I just dropped in to see what condition my condition was in. Somebody painted April Fool in a big black letters on a dead end sign. Had my foot in the gas when I left on the road. I blew out my mind. 8 miles out of Memphis and I got so fast. 8 miles later downtown somewhere. I just dropped in to see what condition my condition was in. In to see what condition my condition was in. I just stopped in to see what condition my condition was in. 8 miles out of Memphis and I got no fare. 8 miles straight up downtown somewhere. I just stopped in to see what condition my condition was in. Oh, I just stopped in to see what condition my condition was in.
condition, my condition was in.
Yeah, I just stopped in to see what condition my condition was in.
All right, Jerry Lee, I just dropped in. That's a good song, I have to admit. I do enjoy listening to it from that, you know, now and then. It's not bad.
Mm. Oh, yeah. And there was another band in the 60s that did it, and the band is the people I learned it from before I ever heard Jerry Lee do it. So, but it's
the band that had Kenny Rogers in the band, right?
Oh, was it the First Edition that did it? I think the First Edition did do it. I think there was another band as well, but I think
it sounds it kind of sounds like one of those songs that they would do. It really
yes.
does.
Yes.
So,
yeah.
Huh. I'm going to have to look that
I'll
up now. I'm going to have to look that up after the show. I'm excited. I'm like, ooh, new song. I got to listen. So, okay. Last night I played Rarely Heard Elvis songs, and there was one song that I missed that I really need to get to. So, I'm going to play it for you guys here because I didn't get to play it last night, but it's really good. So I want you guys to listen to it because, you know, our special guy wanted y'all to listen. So I want you guys to listen today since I didn't have time for it last night. It's when he went into the army, when he was in Bad Nauheim in Germany in 1959, he was doing home recordings. And this is called the Bad Nauheim Medley. So I want you guys to hear it. I bet you it's going to be good. Let's see. Let's see together, because I don't know if I've ever heard it yet. So let's see what we have in store. All right, let's go.
I watched in the fatal
Play that ivory. You can tell that's him playing. You can hear his foot tapping. And I know that tap. Anyway, he's everywhere.
Boy, I bet being in on one of those sessions was just a blast.
Oh, it makes you kind of wonder how many pianos did he have to get tuned, you know? How often did he have to tune his pianos because of how the banging?
How many strings did he ever have to have replaced inside that piano?
Yeah. Woo. Woo. That's crazy. I enjoy it. The home recordings are very precious because that's all he had while he was away, you know? He had to keep... He had to keep the home fires burning inside himself because he was waiting for his time to be over for the Army so he can come back to the States, you know. It was something to look forward to.
Exactly.
But, guys, I've got 90 seconds left. I thank you, Ann and Jenny, for calling in the show today. I appreciate you guys. I love you, and I love all my listeners.
Thank you, Shona.
Thank you. Thank you for sticking with the TCB Network, guys. We love you very much. Jenny will be back on the 23rd, and I will have Elvis Alive Monday, this Monday at 9:30 p.m. Eastern.
Okay.
TCB home.
I will. I love you guys. I will talk to you guys later. Love you guys,
love
all of you.
Love you,
Jenny.
TCB.
Shona.
Bye, everybody.
Love you, bye.
I remember as a child I used to hear music that they played, Lord, with a feel. Some call it folk, some call it soul, but people, let me tell you, it was rock and roll. I was raised on rock, got that rhythm in my soul. Every day when I get home, I turned on my radio. The music that my idols made, I knew every single record the DJs played. From Honky Tonk to Hound Dog to Johnny B. Goode, Chain Gang, Love Is Strange, Knuckle. I was raised on rock, got that rhythm in my soul. I was born to love the beat, all the things. Was a fad, thought it would pass, but the younger generation knew it would last. Time's gone by, the beat goes on, and every time I hear it, Lord, it takes me home. I was raised on rock, got the rhythm in my soul. Every day when I come home, I turn on my radio. Played recordings of Beethoven's Fifth, Mozart sonatas down the classical list. My papa loved to listen to those country songs while I was in the back room, knocking on.